Okay, so I'm conscious that I look a lot different without this beard, and I will give good reason for it in the next few episodes, but I do have a little bit of catching up to do. So we just got back from Esperance yesterday, and much like my last couple episodes where I was catching up on the days prior, I've got some notes and everything else about what I was doing. But yeah, I was just very conscious of making sure I was spending time with the family instead of just being caught up in, you know, spending time that I could have been spending with Beck, you know, recording these videos and what have you. So, goodness me. So, yeah, this is hard to get used to. Well, goodness me, I have to show you guys, I'll tell you guys on yesterday's episode. So yeah, so our first day at the accommodation in Esperance, man, funnily enough, I remember I woke up a little bit before the other kids did, and I was laying in bed, and you know, I actually really missed the sound of the wind and the sound of the trees. Which I found really interesting that, like, after 7 days, it really wasn't that long, that I was already starting to miss that feeling or miss that sound. And, I don't know, it's amazing just how, you know, you go out camping, you go out bush and stuff, and just you connect to nature so quickly, you know, and you go to bed with the sun and you come up with the sun, and otherwise you're just spending time with your friends and you know, the people you love and whatever. It's just such a great way to live and operate, hey? So, no, it's been really cool. So, yeah, so Sterling was waking heaps and heaps that night. So, I took Sterling out to the couch and he fell back asleep. And so, gave Beck a good, like, probably, oh, goodness, gave probably like another maybe hour and a half of sleep. But it was terrible. Just a really choppy sleep and stuff, hey? So, yeah. Bit of a pain. So after that, obviously all the kids were up and they were excited because we're in a new spot, and sat them down in front of the telly, and I've got this photo where all three of them are sitting maybe within a meter of the TV, and I was just like, I put it up in our family chat, and I was just like, well, you know, like, this is what happens when your kids don't have television, you know, because we don't have a TV at our house. And we just put on, like, ABC Kids or something ordinary for them. It wasn't nothing special, but they just frothed us so much, hey? So, what we do is we loaded up the car, and Beck's been really keen to go fishing. She really enjoys fishing. I'm not that great at fishing. I don't get it. You know, my excuse is I've grown up in the bush. But weirdly, I kind of had this realization, where I don't enjoy fishing. I really don't. So to me, every time, now I actually really think about it. I remember my old man never really enjoyed fishing, and I'm probably just riding on that. Yeah, maybe I actually would enjoy fishing if I actually let myself have a chance. But yeah, I mean, Beck loved it. Beck always loves fishing. And she even loves the act of fishing, the fact that you're just there and you're hanging out and you're waiting for the fish. A friend of mine, I was telling him about it, and I was like, listen, man, I don't go fishing. I was just like, listen, I just don't catch anything. He's like, oh, mate, listen, I go catching, I don't go fishing. And I think that's the difference, is that I don't go catching very often. I think with 4 kids as well, you know, going fishing, I'm just like, if the whole idea of fishing is to just relax and, you know, wait for the line and read a book, well, I'd rather just go read a book. So anyway, so we told the kids, you know what, we're on holidays, you guys can have whatever you want for brekkie. So went to a bakery, and actually Tilly picked the bakery, and went in there, and the girls, it was like carnage, eh? Like, luckily everybody in there was really patient, understanding, and they were tolerant of all the squeals and the handprints on the display cabinets and the whole lot. Hey, I was like, oh, thank you. Like, I think I'm very grateful for that. And people, for the most part, are... goodness me, sorry. For the most part, pretty understanding of the excitement that young children have. And that was great. So, yeah, so they just cut sick, eh? They love that. And then we jumped in the car, shot down to Coffee Cat. And they, yeah, and the girls wanted a smoothie, so we got on from like next to this smoothie, Sir Juice, I think it's called. And the lady was like, oh, you know, oh, that custard horn looks really good, because I got a custard horn. And she was like, oh, that looks really good. So I was like, oh, hang on. So I went over, because I had another one there for the kids to share. So we went and grabbed that, and I took it back to him, and I was like, here you go, this one's yours then. And no. Ended up giving, they ended up taking it, which is really great. And the guy came out afterwards and said, like, you know, mate, I really appreciated that, and how like he was really taken aback that, you know, people just like give them random food and stuff. And yeah, and I find that it's those little things, hey, like little things when people don't expect it, and that you've got an opportunity to kind of make their day. And these guys were no different, hey, like, you know, they were just sitting there doing their thing. She casually mentioned that, oh, I like, or wouldn't mind one of them, and then, bang, gotcha, there you go, take that. So it was cool. So anyway, so we kept, so after that, Beck was rigging up the fishing lines with all the right tackle and stuff, and I was watching the kids, and we shot out onto the jetty, and Beck was casting in, and the girls are casting in, and it was good. Like, there were nibbles, but we didn't catch anything. And I really, the excitement of being able to reel a fish in would be awesome for those girls. Hey, in the end, I had Sterling strapped, in the carrier, and I just wanted to make sure that Beck got a good opportunity to go fishing. So I ended up taking the kids. We just walked down to the jetty, and we read all the information about, like, you know, the Sammy the Seal and all that sort of thing that was on there. So it was good. Yeah, it was good. And I know that Beck appreciated having the time to herself. And she probably got a good, maybe like half hour. And then we kind of walked back further and saw Beck, and the kids had another couple casts, and then we just sat at the playground and played. So Eliza, gosh, she's got this little teddy. It's like, you know, it's like pink, and it's got big doughy eyes and sparkles and all that sort of crap, and it's only about this big. She calls it Junga, and we've got no idea, like, you know, one thing that blows my mind is how kids come up with the names they do for their toys. And this one is called Junga. I don't know. And Beck was kept telling her, like, don't drop your teddy. Don't drop it. Like, it'll go over the edge. And man, it nearly went over. And this is the one that she sleeps with, and it's like a comfort toy and stuff. Very luckily was able to grab it, but Beck made a big scene of it. It was just like, nope, it's gone, you know. And so Eliza thought that her teddy was gone. And Lexi, gosh, she's so sweet. You know, obviously she's really upset. Lexi's so sweet. She was like, oh, but Dad, we need to tell her. We need to show her that it's not gone. And I was like, no, she needs to learn a lesson, you know, like, leave it. And Lex really, really struggled with that, because she wanted Eliza to know that her teddy was safe. And I just love the dynamic of the kids, like, they're so, they look after each other. Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong, they fight and stuff and everything else, but I mean, like, what siblings don't? And, but no, it was really sweet to see that interaction. So anyway, so we, shot down to the playground, Beck kept playing. I ran into some mates of ours from Cal and got talking with them, and rain picked up a little bit. So Beck came back and caught up with us, and we headed to the bookshop headed to the bookshop. And if there's one thing I spend liberally on, it's books. I love that the girls love books. they love reading books. We love books. And I think that passion for learning, I think, is super important. You know, either inspiration of wonder by way of books and learning. And I think you can live... There's a quote that says something like, the man who reads lives 1,000 lives, but the man who doesn't read only lives one, or something like that. And I fully agree. Like, it's, you know, when you're telling a story, when you're listening to a story or watching a story, your mind's trying to understand, where do you fit into all of this? And you have to identify with somebody in the story, usually the protagonist, but you have to identify with someone in the story. And finally, for the kids to have that, I think, is super valuable. So, the kids, and again, Eliza, she just wants to touch everything and open everything. And yeah. So anyway, I was able to, I got a book, for Beck, which was really cool. She's had some pretty gnarly, like, murder mystery books recently, so this one's like a lighthearted story, which hopefully will be a good read for her. And I got myself a book on tax structures and understanding the tax system. So, So that'll be a good read for both of us. Lexi was allowed to pick lunch, so she got some pancakes. We just went through Macca's and picked up pancakes. And we got back to our accommodation. And Tilly, gosh, she cracks me up. She went to... She didn't want pancakes. She wanted to get... she wanted to have carrots for lunch. Crazy. So, sure as heck, she went to the kitchen, she got carrots, and she started eating carrots for lunch. I was like, darling, do you want your pancakes? No, I want my carrots. I was like, okay. Sweet, like, I'm totally cool with this, but this is incredible, like, what the hell. And so that was interesting. And she, you know, to her credit, she ate them, and I was like, okay, cool, awesome, I'm cool with this. So they were playing and bouncing on the tramp, and Lex munged her pancakes down, and Eliza kind of was halfway there, and Tilly didn't touch hers, and Beck went and had a nap so that she could go fishing while the girls are having a nap, because that was still going to be about another half hour or so. And Sterling was asleep, so just making the most of it, you know. And funny as, so this toy, this teddy junga, right? Tilly's bouncing on the trampoline, and Eliza's standing really close, and she drops, and the trampoline's an in-ground trampoline. Sorry, I've got some kind of cold or something. It's like an in-ground trampoline, and Eliza's standing too close, and she drops Junga between the springs, but there's been plants growing underneath, so it kind of lands on top of the branches of these little plants. And they both stop, and I'm walking over there because I'm going to have to try and get it, and I walk over there, and I say to Tilly, reaches down and grabs it. I'm like, oh wow, aren't you lucky? And then as she's pulling it up, it hits the underside of the spring and then pushes it back down. But this time it lands on the ground. And Tilly, I just love what kids say. Hey, Tilly's just like, oh, not lucky anymore. Like this, and then Eliza just bawls her eyes out. I was like, it's okay. Like, you know, crisis management, the kids are already ready for a nap, and the whole lot is just hilarious. So you got that out, and the kids played on the trampoline and everything else. And kids had a nap, and then it was at that point that, you know, Beck got up, and fed Sterling, because Sterling was awake by then, and went and got her fishing, and shot down to the beach. And well, you certainly don't have any beach rods, but you know, while she's got the opportunity to, she's just going to go enjoy her time fishing. So so I started recording all those videos, and man, I was just feeling super melancholy, I think as well, it's kind of like the end of the trip was coming, and I know that, like, there's so much to do in the business, and just being conscious of that and having to come back and hit the ground running. And there were a few little hiccups while we were away as well, and I was like, ugh, you know, so having to do all that. And, yeah, but it's been, yeah, it'd been really good. It was definitely a good breakaway, hey. So, yeah, so anyway, so Lex kept, you know, getting up and, you know, Tilly and Eliza are already asleep. And Lex, I was just like, girl, go to sleep. Just go to sleep. Come on. And so in the end, she ended up sleeping in our bed. So funny. Got this photo where she instead of just like getting under the blankets, it's like she got all the pillows and she made like a pillow fort around her, only with her head protruding, because there were a lot of pillows on this bed. And it was like her head protruding. And I was like, what the hell? It was funny. She, yeah, it cracked me up a lot, hey. So, yeah. Yeah. She's funny. So, yeah, so I got about, so I'm just listening because the kids are awake now. Yeah, I got about 2 hours of just like, you know, being, spending time on my own and being able to read. And I haven't been able to read much during this trip. Well, no, I have. I've had opportunities, but I've chosen to spend that time doing activities with the kids or hanging out with Beck or something like that instead. There's not really any times where everyone else was occupied and I got into reading. So, yeah. So there's a few other little things. Oh, that's right. Yeah. So when Tills woke up, man, she's got these like, she's got these beautiful, she's at the stage where she's like, you know, all the kids are really enjoying drawing. She's really enjoying writing, which is cool, but all the kids are enjoying drawing, and Tilly, especially, she's drawing people, and the people she draws are so great. They're just like circles with a face inside it and with the arms and legs coming out of it. And the thing that I love the most is like, you can't remember the character that she drew. I think it was like a kangaroo or something like that. And it doesn't matter how intricate the legs are on the animal, they're always just two straight poles. It's so good. I love it. And, yeah. And so anyway, so yeah, the kids woke up and, you know, I was outside playing on the trampoline with Tilly and, you know, and this is the times where I feel like, all right, you know, I'm doing okay. And where, cause I think as a parent, especially, you can be so self-critical, hey. And Tilly just looks at me and she's just like, out of nowhere, she's like, Dad, I love you. And I was like, okay. Like, we're not doing too bad. And that was really nice. So, yeah, so after everyone woke and Beck got up, and mates of ours had bought a farm down in Esperance. So we shot down and saw them. Funnily enough, it was their boy's birthday, so... We went down and had a couple beers and went and saw all the bikes, and the kids loved that, hey. So we all just kind of piled on some quads and like a Can-Am and just shot around and saw the cows and inspected the tanks and saw the sheep, and the girls were just loving it, hey. They loved it, frothed it so hard. So that was cool. Yeah, and they just played on the grass and ran around and all that with each other. And, yeah, it's always so cool just seeing kids be kids with kids. Yeah, it's fun. So yeah, so then after that we shot back and we had dinner at 33 Degrees, this restaurant in Esperance. So we had dinner there and the kids were pretty good. The kids were pretty good, hey. And again, like the staff are really accommodating and we're really grateful for that. And then, dude, we went home. Beck and I, had a glass of wine and, Beck and I had a glass of wine each and we just sat, we're meant to be reading, but we just ended up talking and catching up and stuff. And that was really great. And, we did do a little bit of reading and, we both said to each other, like, we think we could make this a thing where we spend a little bit of time every night just with a glass of wine and a book and enjoy each other's company. I think that'd be really lovely. So we'll more than likely do something like that, I would say. Yeah, and one of the books that I got was actually a book on Montessori. So it was really cool reading that because it's a lot more about a perspective of the world than it is about how you actually raise children, rather than being such a, like, this is a really structured format. It's like there's a structure to how children learn and behave, but inside that, the children learn rather than the people teach. And I subscribe to that. And I think for the most part, everyone's like heard of Montessori and it's like, oh yeah, cool. Like, you know, it sounds really lovely and, you know, kids have a great time. And then you realize that actually, like, the whole Montessori philosophy is way, way, way bigger than just letting kids have fun and letting kids just like teach themselves. That there's an intentional structure, but it's just a very malleable structure. So, yeah, so we got a book on that, and so far I've been super impressed, hey? So I read a bit, and Beck read a bit, and finished off another chapter of my book on influence. And this book on influence has been really good, hey? So, anyway, so we wrapped up that night, and, that was our first full day in Esperance at our accommodation.